It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWGH Radio from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I'd never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
And here we are back Wednesday, February 17th, 2021, 20 minutes past the hour. Now, if you're on the TuneIn app, you're still hearing us. And if you are on the website, you are still hearing us. So that is where we are at this particular point. Now, I don't know what happened, because at this particular point, it sounds as if the transmitter is completely off. Now, that could be due to lack of power. I really don't know, because the computer is off as well. Now, I hope that nothing horrible happened here, because as of last night, nothing horrible should have happened, but I guess we will see what goes on. You know what? We're actually getting a phone call here that I need to take, so I'll be right back in just 1 second.
We're having fun every day from 1 to 3 p.m. on Now with Scott Spears right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Just ask legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
Why hasn't the world found Scott and put him on a pedestal? And, you know, after all, Larry King can't live forever.
Or legendary actress Jane Meadows.
That's one of the reasons I tell you you're the best of all the interviewers. And that's why I love you and your show, dear.
Actress and singer Marla Gibbs.
As long as you breathe, you'd better believe it's never too late for life. So drop all your fear, 'cause as long as you're here, it's never too late for life.
Our professional wrestler and movie star, Ox Baker.
I want to tell you, listeners of WWGH, this is Ox Baker. Mary Ohio, I know you listen to WWGH. You better start listening.
Or the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Hello there. How are you, Scott Spears? Ted Williams here in Columbus, Ohio. And Scott, I just want to let you know I love you as an individual. I always refer to Marion as being the home of WCMH's Bob Nunaway, and now I refer to it as the home of Scott Spears.
That's Now with Scott Spears, 1 to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday, right here on WWGH 107.1 FM, the place to be.
And here we are back on TuneIn on the internet at this particular point, and nobody really knows exactly what happened yet, but we'll figure out as the day goes along here. So this is where we are, 23 minutes past the hour. Now, Glenn Coble has joined me. I tell you, it was really turning into an odd morning because just as 10 o'clock came in, obviously we lost transmitter signal. And as I don't think Glenn had ever been late in showing up. So the fact that he now has dirt all over the pants, he is here. So we are going to see what is going to go on. And I'm going to let Glenn sit down here and enjoy himself. All right, Glenn, how are you?
I want to thank Paul. I forgot his last name. He stopped by and helped me and my wife get my car out of the... You know, it's weird. I had shoveled snow. I had shoveled all the snow, and I thought I was able to get out, and then... I hit the gas for a reverse and it just spun its wheel. So I went out and I shoveled and I shoveled and I shoveled. And then this gentleman came by, saw me struggling, and I guess he was probably afraid I was going to have a heart attack. And he pulled over and he said, "Let me help you. I'll get you out of there." And he got in and tried, and we couldn't move it. So anyway, We found some salt, which I guess there's no salt left in the city. And we found salt and we put it under the wheels, and it helped a little, but I still wasn't moving anywhere. And so after about 10 minutes of trying, it caught a hold and got us out of there. So I was able to get in here. I pride myself in never being late to work, and today I didn't have much of a choice, but we got here. We got here, and I hope that we will stay on here. We're kind of struggling around trying to figure out what's going on, Scott's trying to figure out why the music is playing, and we're having to do this over the on-the-air app as opposed to on the air. And I guess on the air, all it's playing is music, so we're trying to figure that out. And we had a little bit of problems with miscommunication with the NCAA, or NCAA, boy, that shows where I came from, right? With the FCC, and apparently there was some miscommunications between them and our people, and we're trying to get that all straightened out. Nothing serious, it's just they hadn't heard back from us, so they assumed we didn't want to be on the air, but we'll get it all figured out, and hopefully we'll be back, and you will be able to hear us live. I have people coming in tomorrow. I have this afternoon at for my Progressive Life show. We have Dr. Feynman on, and then tomorrow I have Fred. Oh boy, my brain is fried right now. Fred from the Marion Historical Society. Fred Malone, I'm sorry, Fred. And so we have a full couple of days here of guests that I'm going to be with. Hopefully we can get everything rocking and rolling. And right now we are kind of semi-rocking but not rolling. So that's what we're doing. And I'm going to have to take a sip of coffee here just get my throat back. Okay, hang on. Oh, that was good. Well, Scott's left the room temporarily. He's got to go out and do some stuff in the lobby and talk to somebody on the phone, so I'm gonna hang in there and try and keep you entertained. Last night I had an interesting evening. I was looking over things I could do for future shows, and I had just received a t-shirt from a friend of mine, Gary Tuttle, who coached with my son out in California when my son was still coaching some baseball out there, and he coached with him, and Gary is a wonderful guy. I knew he was a long-distance runner, and so was his wife. He's about a year or two younger than I am, so he's in his early 70s, and his wife, she goes by RV, That's her name. She doesn't go by the name Ruth, which is her given name. But anyway, I decided, well, I'll look up Gary and see what he's done. Not only should I bow down and worship his feet, but I have been shortchanging him. He sent me this shirt, an Obama shirt that he had gotten. He's a Democratic politician out there in Ventura, California. And he sent me this shirt, and so that kind of motivated me to look him up a little bit more. We had spent, several days when we were out in California. We had spent quite a bit of time with Gary and Ruth, RV. We had spent probably about 6 hours with him one day while my son was hosting a wedding at the vineyard. And he was there, and we sat around, drank some wine, and talked about athletics because I knew he was a coach. And but I didn't really, and I knew he was a runner, but I didn't know that he had run as much as he had. I looked him up. Go ahead, look him up in Google. Gary Tuttle. He won nationally. He won the, the 10,000 meter run. He won it, the NCAA 10,000 meter run. He won it nationally twice in a row, which has only been done one other time. He's run the Boston Marathon three or four times. Oh, maybe more than that. One time he finished behind Meade, I believe the guy's name was. Anyway, he's a famous runner. And I'm not a big historian about running. But when
have
I
you heard my
he
interviews with Phyllis
shorter.
Diller here on WWGH?
Have I heard it? I could recite it word for word.
Well,
wow, Charlie,
anyway,
you must have a great memory.
Well, not really, but after 6,432 airings, it just becomes a part of your life.
What are we
the
doing,
sun comes
Scott?
Up, the sun goes down,
right
the moon
here.
Comes
okay.
out, and you hear Phyllis Diller's interview and cackle on WWGH.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. GOAT. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All. And Spaghetti's for Dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
And we're back out of the break here on WWGH Radio. And who knows what's going on now. Glenn and I here trying to figure it out. I guess we're still on the internet at this point, as well as other things. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, I'm calling. I don't hear you on the radio.
You know, we really don't. We're trying to locate what has happened. It looks as if there is no power at the tower at this point, and I'm not sure what caused. I don't know if there's a power outage there. Nobody's called and said anything.
Well, okay, I'm glad that's the reason.
I hope that's the reason.
Me too. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, we really don't. I would love to tell you I knew.
Okay, so we're on the app. What's the app called? I forget.
TuneIn. We're on the TuneIn app. We're also streaming live on the website. That has not changed.
Okay.
But why the... See, I'm not even sure, because it sounds like the transmitter's completely off, but so is the computer up there. And I don't know why the computer would be off. I mean, even if it was something related to the FCC, they'd have no authority to touch any computer of ours.
Well, maybe there was a power outage up there, and it locked it out, yeah.
And it could be.
Well, I was telling you a great story.
Oh, go back to it, Glenn. I don't know where we're at today.
Anyway, I was talking about this friend that I met out in California with my son. He's a great friend of my son, and I just thought he was an ordinary guy. I've spent several hours with him drinking some wine at my son's vineyard. Come to find out, I looked him up. His name is Gary Tuttle. If you look up Gary Tuttle, his WikiLeaks, or whatever that's called, his thing is an arm and a half long. He ran, came in second in the Boston Marathon once. He's run it several times.
He ran against Shorter, and I'm sure you, if you know anything about sports, you'll remember Shorter was a terrific distance runner. Anyway, he won the NCAA 10,000 meters 2 years in a row, which has only been done one other time. So now I think I have to go out to California just to get down on my knees and give him homage. I felt bad that I was treating him like a normal human being, but he is. He's just a terrific guy. Look him up, Gary Tuttle, T-U-T-T-L-E. He's a great guy.
Well, at this point, we don't. I mean, the tower has went down before, so that's not an unheard of thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this really could just be a power outage. We had a big snowstorm.
Yeah, yeah.
And like I said, it beckons to a power outage because even with all these issues this week, I find it hard to believe that somebody would drive from Washington, D.C., especially to turn us off at 10 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. And also, I find it hard to believe because also I spoke with the FCC yesterday and they explained why that would not happen.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's happened.
Okay. So, well, we're not going to jail, right?
Not yet. Not yet. Maybe later on.
Well, since I'm unpaid, I don't have to go, right?
Well, you know what's interesting about this whole thing? I was going to ask you this. I said this earlier on, and might as well since we're continuing on here. A lot of people listen on TuneIn, and they're sending me messages saying they are still listening.
Oh, good.
So we're here.
All right.
The interesting thing, one of these complaints, and it was you read the Marion Star article,
yep.
Was that I am on the board of directors here.
Yeah, but you're not.
I'm not. And
I'm the director of the board of directors, so I know you're not.
Right. So, but why do you think this continues to be a question that even has provoked interest with the FCC?
Well, if I told you, then I would probably be in line for a lawsuit from somebody here in town.
Right. And that's the truth. And that's the truth. So what'd you make of the newspaper article? Obviously, I didn't write it.
No, it sounded like it was written by a person that you and I both know, and it also sounded like it was way behind the times and ill-informed. So I'm sorry that the Star ran that. I would have thought they would have contacted you before they ran.
Well, they did.
Oh, okay.
They did. I mean, they interviewed
me. But
they
said that you were going to have a nice article, didn't they tell you that?
Well, they said they would quote. I did not find the article to be negative. I really didn't. I guess the parts of it...
Disappointing is what I'd say.
Now, disappointing, yes, that had happened, the whole situation. But I don't think that's on the Marion Star. I think that's more on whatever happened.
Well, if I were a writer, as I used to be, I would have dug a lot deeper than they did. I don't think, quite frankly, the Marion Star has, what, maybe two reporters anymore? They're almost like the other radio station in town that has one or two people left. They don't get very deep into stuff. They just rip and read, as we used to call it.
Well, it's just interesting because now if there was something hinky going on with the transmitter as to why we're not on the air, that could be big trouble for somebody.
Yeah.
Because as of yesterday, consulting with the FCC and consulting with... somebody in the legal profession, and I have those emails from those people, this should not be happening if it was flipped off manually.
Yeah, and I would have certainly thought they would have had to inform somebody that they're going to do that.
Well, you know, I just hope that it's a power outage, because as of last night at about 9 o'clock, the FCC was very aware, due to a legal statute, of why that we were able to continue to operate, and also why this claim against us will go further now instead of just dying as it did last Friday. And so I don't know. That's I would not have done that. I hope the person who did that was informed if they did do it.
Yeah.
Because if they did do it on information they received during the day yesterday and did not check it again this morning, that's a very... there's some laws, I think, for shutting off another station's transmitter that you have nothing to do with.
I don't know if there are laws or not, but it certainly would stand to reason that the FCC wouldn't allow that to happen.
Or I would imagine... because you don't know what's happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope the person who did that... You know, you can say things to people that aren't true. And if a message was relayed that was not true, like we had to shut down, which as of last night, we don't. Even according to the FCC and the attorney, I think the attorney's not going to take kindly to that, and I think the FCC's not going to take kindly to that.
Yeah, and they shouldn't. And somebody, well, I'm guessing that it's just because of the weather.
I hope.
Yeah.
I hope.
It's terrible. It was 6 degrees, -6 degrees, when I went to get in my car to try and shovel myself out.
Well, I just know that people have been doing strange things as of late.
Yeah, well, COVID will do that to you, right?
Right, right. And I also know that there would be no imaginable way, as we talked earlier on, that somebody would have driven from Washington, D.C. this morning to shut it off. And I know they wouldn't have at this point anyway because of the conversation that was had last night.
Well, I would assume there's a regional office probably out of Columbus, Cincinnati, or Cleveland. So they wouldn't have driven from Washington, D.C., but they still wouldn't have driven last night all that way in this snow to do that, I wouldn't think. But especially after you already talked to them.
Right. Yeah. And like I say, it was interesting because they also had the legal statute as to why we would continue on at this point.
Yeah. Hey, anybody that's out there listening on, what's the name of the app?
TuneIn, free TuneIn app.
If anybody's out there listening on TuneIn, and you know we have regular listeners, give them a call and tell them to go over to get the TuneIn app, or all you have to do is go to our website and click Listen Live. So,
yeah, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
We'd love to know that somebody's listening. Well, we had somebody call in and say we weren't on the air, but...
well, yeah, we did. Yeah. I mean, there's somebody who said we weren't on the air, and then somebody just messaged me and said they were listening on their Alexa, and then somebody said... when I said that obviously our transmitter was not on, said that they were listening on their smartphone. So, I mean, I know that's going on.
We ought to start a grassroots campaign to overcome this shortfall that we're having here. And I'm going to, in my heart, I'm going to all... continue to think that it's just a weather thing, not that somebody was up to mischievous deeds. And let's just assume it's a weather thing, and let's start a grassroots thing and tell everybody about our website so that they can listen live.
Well, as I said in the newspaper, and I believe I even said it again this morning, the only thing the FCC has garner over is the transmitter. And the transmitter is only 100 watts at this point. As you have said, people are listening in other states, other places.
Oh, yeah.
And they always have, and people who listen at work do not have a radio on.
The guy I was talking about, Gary Tuttle, has listened to us in Ventura, California. So, yeah, there are people listening all over the place.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, obviously we're still on with people right now. I mean, Adam, who lives in Columbus, he doesn't listen, obviously, over the radio.
Right.
And Terry, who lives in Delaware, he obviously doesn't listen over the radio. And most people do listen on the cell phone.
Yeah,
I would say a lot. I don't know. You never know the numbers.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people listen on the TuneIn app. The TuneIn app has become very, very popular.
Good, good. I'm glad it has. I'm feeling a little lonely.
yeah, it's a little different today.
Well, we're still going to have Dr. Feynman's going to be on at 12:15, and tomorrow I've got Fred Malone that's going to be on in the morning on the show from 10:15 till noon, and then I think I'm going to go over, I've got a bunch of trivia, well, they're not really trivia, I've got a bunch of interesting facts about snow and snow emergencies, and I thought people might be interested in listening to that because obviously there will be very little going out to garage sales tomorrow afternoon.
You know, this is interesting. This is a new technology. You know, we could say bad words right now. Now, we're not going to. We're not going to, but we could.
Boy, let's say bad words.
Well, I mean, isn't it interesting, though, how when the only component in not doing calls to action and not saying bad words is the transmitter and the FCC. If the transmitter is not on,
they have no power.
They have no power. We could do anything right now. We could say anything right now.
We could
now.
Even say bad things about certain people in town.
Right. But we're not going to because we're taping this show for hopefully when we will return to the air, which again, we hope this is just a power outage.
Have we contacted where the tower is?
You know, I called over there, and it says everybody's working remotely. So I don't know. I don't understand that.
Well, you can't get out. If you're like I was, it's going to take you forever to get out. So if they're working remotely, they'll probably stay remote.
Well, that's the thing, too, that's odd about this, because that would be the only two, because it's a security building.
Yeah.
That would be the only two things that could have happened here. I mean, somebody would have had to have let them in to shut it off, if it indeed was shut off. Which is why right now I don't really understand this, because I don't know why would the computer be shut off? That would be kind of irrelevant.
Well, that's the more and more evidence that it's just a weather problem.
Right, and it's only been off at this point for, we're getting reports on how long it's been off. It's only been off for 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's not, we were on all morning.
Okay, so it may be, is it up in the very top floor of the tower?
No, it's up.
I was just wondering if it's in a place where it might get cold.
No, I mean, it's been up there for 7 years.
Okay.
So it's never been an issue.
Have we ever been at 6 below 0?
Oh, yeah. Okay. 2015, it was a lot
okay.
cooler.
Cool.
Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, boys. You sounded kind of bored, so I thought I would call again.
Well, it's just an interesting thing going on here, trying a little mystery to solve.
Do we have backup power, a UPS, or a generator at our transmitter facility?
I kind of need that. I tell you honestly, at one point we did have a generator up there. I know Sean had a generator up there, but to be honest with you, if it would only run for a certain period of time, and if they were out of power, I mean, if they lost power early this morning or last night, it would only run for a certain period of time. So I don't know. We've lost power.
The
rumor has it, 1 year, Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day, and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, and we're back. Go ahead, Adam.
Have we checked with our neighbors in our transmitter facility location? Do they have power? That's usually what you do. Also, there should be, AEP has that. They have a map of where there have been power outages. And you can call them if they don't know that there's an outage. And they'll usually even email you. You know, it's, of course, who knows if you get the email that there's been an outage or that there's been an issue. I mean, certainly in this weather, I guess, as Ben said, there's some frozen fog, so weather's kind of weird, and that can happen.
Yeah, so I don't know. I really don't know. Hopefully we'll figure out at this particular point what happened.
You probably have a good show coming up there, Glenn, after the noon hour. All kinds of controversial issues to ponder.
Yeah, we do have a lot of those, don't we?
So Ron, a.k.a. Dr. Feynman, got his second Moderna shot.
Yes, he did.
So
yeah.
That'll be a topic of conversation.
Yeah, and I haven't even gotten my first yet, Adam. Have
okay,
you?
Well.
Oh, you're young. You're young.
Oh yeah, I'm a mere spring chicken. So we can have a big birthday party for Scott. I think the big event is next week. So we need to have a big birthday party and a nice cake and candles for him because he's got a milestone coming up.
You know, I don't know. It'll be an interesting time.
Yeah, I think it'll.
You know what happened this morning? If you were listening, you heard me say that I had a neighbor friend pull over and help me push the car out. And I was so happy I was out, I actually went over without a mask on and shook his hand. I'm probably going to die now.
Well, I'm sure it'll be okay, Glenn. You know how I think about that.
I know. That's why I told you.
Honestly, I still shake hands. I still hug. I go about my business, you know, but you already know that.
Yeah, I do.
intelligent people and grown-ups can agree to disagree.
Yep, of course.
We all agree the world would be awfully boring.
Yes, it would be boring.
I think we have too much excitement right now, but that's okay. Excitement and staying active keeps you young, as I always say.
Yeah.
Young for our age, and that's the way it should be.
I'm going to try to stay young for my age.
I don't really plan on changing any of that stuff. Good show coming up. Lots of topics.
Well, if you keep working out in the gym, you'll stay young forever.
Yeah, well, I mean, really, I shoveled the snow probably four times yesterday.
Oh, my.
And, I mean, I probably spent an hour at the gym and probably an hour and 15 minutes shoveling. Shoveling is very intense because you don't take any breaks.
Yeah.
You just want to stay warm and get it done. I don't bring any water with me. I don't socialize. I don't use my phone. I just sit there and shovel.
Yep.
And I have a 2.5-car driveway.
Yeah, oh, my.
I told Scott, I did the ice pack first. That fell. That was pretty smart because then the fluffy snow fell. And it was difficult, just intense because there was so much of it.
Yeah.
And I have snow piles, you know, a good 5 feet
on the
side of the driveway.
Yeah.
So my driveway is, it's looking pretty good.
Good.
And they actually came and the city came and shoveled my street yesterday.
I plowed you back in?
Yeah, well, I mean, the car is in the garage. You know, it's an RWD with low to the grounds, but it actually handles really well in the snow. I'm kind of impressed.
Good.
I guess it's a little bigger than what I'm used to in a car, so the weight kind of helps also. Yeah, I lived in Rochester. I lived in North Country of New York. I'm used to snow. I'm used to four seasons, so it doesn't really bother me. I actually like the four seasons. People in Texas are getting to appreciate it. It was colder in Dallas than it was in Columbus.
Well, I noticed...
You appreciate, the weather gets boring. I mean, Hawaii's nice, but if it's every day is 70 and sunny, you lose interest, and you appreciate it. We're gonna, the temperature is forecast to be in the 40s later in the month, and that's when it starts to warm up here, later in February. And I think after we're past this hurdle, we're going to have some hints of spring, you know, with maybe a couple snowstorms
of course.
Just to make it interesting.
Well, now, my phone tells me that it tells me 10 days in a row, and 7 of the 10 days starting on Sunday are all into the 30s. So, yeah, it's changing.
Yeah, and in this time of year, we have much more daylight. We've gained
over
an hour.
Yeah, it was...
Now, setting after 6 instead of just after 5.
Yeah.
That makes a big difference. Even yesterday, the temperature, you know, in the teens, around 20. But after I shoveled, you could see the snow sublimating, as well as some of it actually melting.
Yeah.
And that just makes it easier to drive. I got up my driveway, which is on a bit of a hill, without a problem. So I was proud that I did such a good job shoveling. And part of my neighborhood isn't too bad. The secondary streets in this area were fine. Again, so I figured, as long as I can drive to the gym, I'm happy. And it was an easy trip. No issues. Our parking lot was plowed. I mean, there were big snow piles, so we lost some parking spaces. But there was no issue with that, you know. So we encourage people. Bad weather is not an excuse to do things that are healthy. If you can get out of your driveway, go. No excuses. I don't make any. I drove to the gym Christmas Eve when we had that huge snowstorm. It was Christmas Eve. Nobody plowed. I considered walking. And a normally 5-minute drive took me 15 minutes, but I got there.
Wow.
And I was the only person there, too, which I was kind of proud of. I just went a little bit later. Since I don't have a life, I worked out instead of socializing. So
I found a new app that's a Sunrise Sunset app, and it tells me that we have 10 hours and 48 minutes of daylight now. And back when the winter solstice hit on the 21st of December, we only had 9 hours and 31 minutes. So we're up, what, an hour and 15, 20 minutes?
I have the Alexa, just ask. Yeah, we're about 9 hours.
Yeah.
It's approximately a few minutes after 5, and then around 8 o'clock for the sunset, and then around 8 a.m. for the sunrise. We've now gained almost a couple hours, and it's going to rapidly start getting lighter, and then we have daylight savings time coming in a few weeks. And
cool,
that's why I think once March 1st hits, we have the 4 weeks of February, it always goes fast. Once March 1st hits, Glenn,
we're going to see spring trying to make an appearance.
It's already made an appearance in my basement because my garden's already growing.
Yeah, we're going to see it just starting to take root. And
it is. I've got banana peppers growing in my basement.
Yeah, well, that sounds tasty. You know, I like spicy food, so
good.
That would be right up my alley. But yeah, just keep plugging along, folks, and enjoy the variety. Texas is going to see this once in a lifetime. We get it every year, and it's part of the joy of living here.
Yeah.
So okay, well, have a good day, guys.
Okay, take care, Adam. Bye bye.
And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, and we're having an interesting experience here this morning because there apparently is no answer at any of these places, which may speak to a power outage.
May indeed, yeah.
But if it's not, again, that would be very peculiar.
I'm going to think positive.
I'm going to think positive, too, because you don't want people to do things without knowledge of what was done late in the day yesterday.
Yeah. Serotypish. Oh, I can't say that word.
Serotypishly.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, we're going in the right direction. Well, 53 minutes past the hour, but you know, this is the new wave of broadcasting.
Yeah.
The way people do it now.
And I don't mind it, but... there are a lot of people that listen to us that are of my age.
Oh, certainly.
And we're used to listening to the radio rather than listening over the internet.
Well, it's good, though, because whatever is happening is happening. Everybody certainly was warned, because I came on the air early in the week, and well, they read the newspaper article.
Yeah.
So, and heavens knows, if it turns out to be a transmitter issue, we would just... obviously alert the newspaper when it's back up. I mean, I don't know if you were back in 2017, we had a transmitter issue at one point.
Yeah,
we had a transmitter issue. I don't remember how long we were down. It was 2 or 3 days or something like that.
That's not good.
Well, because the transmitter wouldn't come on.
It might be that now.
And that'll throw you right off the air.
Yeah.
But they sent one, and... I forget how it all happened. I mean, we were back up probably within 3 or 4 days. I mean, it didn't take a whole... It was like the end of a week, and then we were back up.
Now, did you have the TuneIn app going then?
You know, I'm pretty sure we did, because I don't think we ever shut the computer down.
Yeah.
Why would you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because people can always pick it up on the website.
Yeah.
And they've always been able to pick it up on the website.
Well, I just checked, and it is playing through the website.
Yeah. The website will always remain up and running, and so will the TuneIn app.
Yeah. Now, I haven't got a TuneIn app. I go to our website and go down to the bottom of the website, and there's a thing that says Listen Live, and I click on that. I assume that's probably the app you're talking about, but...
Right, and you know, it's a very easy app to download and a very easy app to use, and it's a free app.
Yeah, I like free. Tell me what it is again, Scott.
Tune in.
Okay, I'm going to put it on my phone and see if I can get it.
TuneIn.
Yeah, I can spell. No, actually, I can't. My wife told me I was filling out a form.
I was spelling it for the audience.
Oh, I see.
Not you.
My wife, yesterday, I was I'm going everywhere trying to get my COVID shot. I'm trying to find a place that'll give it to me. And so far, no response. And my wife said, have you gone? No, a friend of mine called and said, have you gone through Ohio Health? Oh, no, it was Fred Malone said he got his through Marion Health here in town. And he's going for his second shot, I think, tomorrow. Well, anyway, so I went to get online to do that and get my shot. And apparently there are no shots available in the whole area. From anything. I've gone to Kroger, I've gone to Meijer, I've gone to MyChart. There isn't anything anywhere. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Now you sound even better.
Oh, my goodness. We are kind of crackly.
I don't... You know, what causes a crackle in a soundboard?
I don't know. I think it's probably... It has... that pot that you slide up and down has little contacts on both sides of it. And if they get corroded a little bit, that's what causes it quite often. And you need to clean it. And I was told when I was young, if you slide the pot up and down several times, it'll clean it. And I've tried it on this board, and it doesn't seem to work.
Is that if I do this with your...
Yeah.
That's supposed to clean it up?
Yeah, and I'm getting nauseated just from watching you.
Well,
do that.
Apparently that's not
work.
The way to go. No. Well, it's this is the fun thing though about broadcasting. As I was telling the audience as the week went on, I said you don't know what's going to happen, but this is a very peculiar happening, especially this morning after what I learned last night.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm absolutely convinced it's a weather-related thing.
I hope so, but I also know that people do things
people
that I
are
think...
mean.
Well, I think sometimes they don't think when they do something, and it's National Act of Kindness Day, and I think sometimes...
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
It is National Act of Kindness Day. How about that?
That's cool. I need an act... I had an act of kindness this morning, and the gentleman... got me out of the ditch, out of my driveway, actually.
Well, it's a funny thing. So how, did you tell how you got out of your ditch?
Yeah. The gentleman helped me, and I also pointed out to Adam that I went over, and I was so happy to get out of the driveway that I went over without a mask on and shook his hand.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and you know me, I don't do that very often.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to get my TuneIn app.
Oh, yeah, the TuneIn app's the way to go.
Okay.
I mean, I listen a lot of time on the radio, but the TuneIn app you can even plug in your car. So when you're in your car radio, just like
you've never plugged
your cell phone into your radio?
Oh, yeah.
That's how it would come up.
But if I listen to us, I listen to us via the airwaves.
Right, but if that's not an option at the current time.
Well, I never go anywhere, so it's always an option. I never go anywhere outside of the Marion County area. So. Okay, I've got it. I'm cool.
All right. Well, I hope everybody's getting it at home right now. It's only been 40 minutes since whatever happened. We would love to know what happened.
Are you getting indications of... about it on the
just how long it's been off.
Oh, okay, that's all it's telling you.
Yeah, and it's at 50 minutes.
Okay,
so
and that app that you're looking at that's telling you how long it's been off, it doesn't tell you how to turn it back on.
But we're still going to take breaks, and we'll be back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For guests like legendary ABC News correspondent Sam Donaldson.
Over the course of this program, we have had a lot of great guests on. We've had you down, David Hartman. We have Marvin Kalb,